Yeah, man. Live from Solidarity Realty Studio in Madison, part of the Civic Media Network. It's outside the Pizza Box. So it's Friday night, 7 o'clock, and you're tuned into Mad Radio, 92.7 FM, 1580 AM, wherever else you might be listening, on your Civic Media app. So the phone number here is 844-967-2789. But, you know, it's one thing to have solutions, and it's another to actually use them. And watching the Republicans create, solutions to problems we don't have? Came to a screeching halt, didn't it? Wow, when it came to Tony Evers' turn to play politics, because these guys are jumping up. Man, I couldn't believe it. Oh, let's have a big press conference. Oh, look at there's dopey Mark Bourne, all the leadership. Oh, they look so upset. He's a horrible person, Evers is. It just reminds me of last week how mad I was when I heard Robin Voss say, oh, the governor may do some huffing and puffing. And I'm like, man, vuvuzela time. We'll go get Evers. We'll go defend Evers. You know, and then the debate was on social media. You know, what should he do? What's he going to do? Oh, he's terrible for education. Now, generally, because I do remember my parents, you know, being educators. My dad was one of the progressive principals, okay, and really stood up for people and the teachers, okay, and the families of the students. And so my experience, you know, listening to my mom and dad during teacher strikes and this and that was, you know, usually the state school superintendent is a conservative, right? Now, I would say that Tony Evers actually represents what conservative stands for in the old days, right? You know, quiet. He's not, you know, tooting his own horn. But man, he turned the tables on these guys. And Voss claiming that this is unprecedented. I mean, did he just like join the assembly or wasn't here for Scott Walker when he was doing it? And look at all the failures these guys have been a part of, right? So they're saying that, oh, this is just horrible for the citizens. They didn't get, you know, he just cut. And right away, they, you know, the spokesperson for Evers points out that, well, you know, you should have just gone with the 10% one that Evers was offering to the lower tiered citizens, right? Instead of 1.8 million into the pockets of 11 people in the state that make over 75 million a year. You know, the job creators, right? just so many things. And of course, you know, supporting schools for the next 400 years, which could be over, you know, next governor, next session, whatever. Right now, you know, listening to Voss talk about if we had fair courts, we're probably not going to have enough time to pursue it with our Illinois lawyers, because in about a month, the state Supreme Court is going to look different. It's going to be what I would call rational. I wouldn't say liberal. I would say that I'm far more liberal than any of the judges that are on the Supreme Court. But again, that's when you're just kind of like playing with words there when you talk about things like conservative and what it actually means and what it stands for. Again, the number is 844-967-2789. But I got in on the debate and Evers is, you know, he's awesome for the people. And I'm like, well, did he veto what, or did he do what Voss said he was going to do? Well, what was that? And I said, well, huff and puff. I said, the only way to stand up to Voss is to veto that trash that they've got in there and let it come to special sessions and watch the Republicans gavel in and gavel out while the whole state's watching in need of something and just keep exposing them. That's how you bring light to the, you know, the governor doesn't make a deal with the devil. Hopefully. And he wasn't the only governor that did it. You know, it's like, and then they whine about, oh, now they're probably going to have to change some laws to take away that power from the governor, as they did take away some of the things that Scott Walker was able to do. But years ago, Tommy Thompson used to, like, put words, change letters, put a couple sentences together, called it, what, the Vanna White thing? I mean, I can understand you wanting to get rid of that, even though Vanna White, you know, she was fun to watch. I guess she still is. I don't know. Anyway, I really got a kick out of that. That these guys are whining. And you got to, I mean, you have to actually read their complaint. But I just like some of the comments. Oh, listen to this. With this veto message today, Governor Evers said, F the taxpayers. They don't know a goddamn thing about spending their own money. These vetoes aren't the work of a rational governor. Senator Van Wangard said, Racine. Yeah, like, how's Foxconn working out there for you, Senator? Isn't that your area? They are the conscious decisions of a radical governor. Yes, when I look at Tony Evers, I think of a radical governor. I mean, mild-mannered, to the point. And here's another thing that works for him. Pragmatic. Because what he did was totally pragmatic. To not sign that ridiculous bill. It just blows me away that these guys think. Here's another one. Senator Patrick Teston. Getting a little testy, aren't you? On Twitter, highlighting, by the way, Twitter now has a competitor called what? Thread? So Zuckerberg and him are going to duke it out, not just in social media, but, you know, in the cage, too. Cage match. That only 5% of Republicans' original tax cut proposal remained after Evers vetoes. By the way, Senator Wangard, that's the kind of language, you know, that's locker room talk there, buddy. I mean, do the angry white guy thing again. Last year, Governor Evers campaigned on Republican tax cuts. He did? I don't recall that, because I don't think he'd have got elected if he was touting your guys' plans. What he did was he outfoxed you, right? Foxconn people. Need I remind you, you know, Voss is talking about, well, this is not going to invite the type of businesses we want, like Foxconn was, or Telco, the train company that was going to build engines and cars, high-paying jobs, and transportation that could get us here to there much, much safer and faster. Well, I don't know. Trains haven't been doing all that great lately either. And that's because Republicans all across this country have been sucking everything out of infrastructure. Let the communities clean that mess up, right? Oh, yeah, vote against a federal disaster, DeSantis, until it's in your backyard. Then you're for it. And the people there vote for these guys. Dewey Strobel. Wow, Dewey, you stuck your head out. You know, I did approach him one day, and I was like, who names their kid Dewey? And he turns around and he says, my parents. And I said, well, they sure knew what they were doing. Dewey! And he didn't like it too much. These are the kind of things that I like to do to stir things up because I don't have access and power. I'm not going to make headway with these guys. They're not here to negotiate, okay? It's not about diplomacy with the Republican Party. It gets worse by the hour. Just watch Marjorie Taylor Greene gets kicked out of the Freedom Caucus, and then she won't answer their calls, won't talk to them. Pretend that it didn't happen. I'll show them. I thought people had seen enough of this stuff. And I think, actually, we're getting to that point. I don't know. I could be wrong, because I haven't heard anybody call, and I don't see a phone line up here, Evo, so is it active, and I just don't see it?
It's active. You don't see it, but there's no one there yet. So,
what's wrong?
We'll show it
man.
To you. We'll show it to you.
I'm getting kind of tired of talking. I did have a pretty positive. You know, it's weird going into the hospital for a cancer appointment on the day before 4th of July, right? It's Monday 7/3, and birds are singing. I'm like, oh, there's not much going on here today. But the doctor told me that it's been like almost 5 years since your, let's call it what it's called when they remove your entire kidney. It's called a nephrectomy. No kidding, man. Sure felt like it to me. And it's been almost 3 years since I had another procedure called an ablation, where they went like 4 10-inch needles in through my back, and I let them film it for students and everything. yeah, this is cool, man. You're not going to see my face or anything else. But anyway, and then they microwave it. And that was successful. So the only lymph node that was still affected and is in a bad spot, he says, you know, I just keep looking back to the start of this. You know, when it first showed up, you know, we were all concerned. But it looks like it's getting smaller. Now, I did lose 10 pounds since my last appointment, and that's not cool at all. They're going to have to start beefing it up. But, you know, stress. And I think I got a thyroid issue, and I'll have to have that checked out. But it was cool seeing that finally in Wisconsin, things turning the other way a little bit, right? You get so tired of it, you're like, nah, we're beat down. I'm the only guy that's going to go to the Capitol and blow a vuvuzela and, you know, get in their faces and put signs up. And you're getting tired. And then all of a sudden, Evers just, you know, decides, you know, I've got the people behind me, which he does. All these things that he decided to line item out was because he knows the people were behind him. 60-some percent, in some cases, 70%, right? But that's the Republicans in Wisconsin. Why? You know, for the life of me, I've been watching people that I know vote against their own best interests for decades now because of a culture thing, right? And this is what, you know, and the culture thing now is like, it's freaking disease, man. You can't even talk to people without them being upset. And that used to be me, right?
Puff the magic dragon lived by the sea and frolicked in the autumn mist in a land called Hanalei. Little Jackie Paper loved that rascal Puff and brought him strings and
silk. Yeah, that Evers did some huffing and puffing. Now, this is an Evers type song. Mild-mannered little dragon friend. Oh, I love it. I think, you know, I'm just going to be going to the Capitol because Robin Voss says we're going to stand and fight against this. Well, good. I'm going to be standing there watching you flail like the fish out of water that you are, popcorn guy. Anyway, let's go to the phones and talk to Joanne.
Hey, Mike. We're all feeling sorry about your medical situation.
No, I'm doing all right.
For you.
Yeah.
You're going to be great. With all these prayers, you're going to be fine.
Well, at least it wasn't cancer that took my weight away. I had a good cancer report. It's just I got to do some other things, and I got to, like, you know, eat more, I guess.
Yeah.
But,
I'll
hey,
tell
listen.
You why people aren't calling.
Yeah. Go ahead.
I'll just tell you why people aren't calling in. It's because the Brewers are playing the Cincinnati right now.
That is a big-time game right now.
Yeah, it's a big-time game, and it's 1-0. Brewers are ahead and all that. So I'm telling everybody, hey, all they have to do is – have the game on mute and put the radio on. I mean,
well,
hey,
absolutely.
That's what I do. Great. All right.
I actually don't like listening to. I tell you what, I don't like the Brewer announcers, but the one, you know, they seem to whine a lot more than the guys I'm used to. When you're with the Cubs, when they lose, they're used to them losing, so they don't make excuses but I don't like it when they question calls that are like, and then it turns out that they were wrong. But they're homers, you know. You got to give them they love the Brewers.
I'm a Cubs fan too. I was born just blocks from Wrigley Field. So now, just the notion that the world is becoming hotter today,
yeah,
than it was yesterday, than it was the day before,
right,
ought to scare us all. And we ought to all join you over at the Capitol and start raising some heck about this. We need to start doing something about climate change, and we need to do something about pollution, which is choking us off. I mean, even with the the fact that we're not breathing in wildfires anymore. We're still we still have a lot of pollution to deal with, and I know you'll be there to lead us, but we got to get going.
Yeah, absolutely. And I appreciate you calling and supporting that. And I know I'm going to see you there because we're friends on Facebook. So we're going to turn it on. And you're right. You stepped right in. Nice segue. Hottest week ever on the planet. Okay. It was like Monday was the hottest day ever. Then Tuesday was. Then Wednesday was. Oh, rain. Much needed rain for, you know, parts of Wisconsin. But it wasn't enough. And now it's raining a little bit. It's not over till the drought is over. And you measure that by the amount of water that goes back into the soil. Let's go to Mark in the sack. How you doing, Mark?
Yeah, doing great. And I had my scan on the 5th, so I'll find
out. You went the day after, huh?
The day after, yeah. And thanks for playing Puff the Magic Dragon. That was my mom. You always used to sing that to me, I guess, when I was a little kid.
I'd always
tell her that I'd always believe in dragons, so...
Well, I was never afraid of snakes because of that friendly dragon.
Yeah, and in some ways I still do. I mean, it's believing in something more than, the things we're supposed to give up. You know, believe in some dreams. I mean, they continue to believe in some dreams. Maybe that's what it means to me now. But let's face it, that Robin Voss, he's off in Belgium right now, and they can't even, and his office couldn't even say who was paying the bill for him being over there. I mean, I'm kind of hoping he insults the Belgians there and bought their waffles, and there's some crime he commits, and they lock him up for insulting the one of the Belgium national foods. In terms of the waffles, he's just a worm.
He's greasy and smug, and he's a punk. And Evers gave it to him, you know. And Evers is not a hardcore guy, you know. I'm really loving it because he served them exactly what they deserved.
Yep, it's good old Foxconn. They got to hang that around their necks and make them pay for it.
Yeah, I think the sign that I made, Mark, for that, and thanks for calling and listening again. The one that I did was Foxconn, and I was like, not much of a disguise, because it isn't, and it was, you know, and it still isn't. How many people lost their homes because of that? And I'm sure that if all those people still had their homes in Robin Voss's district, they might have had just enough votes. He probably knew how many houses he was going to take out of people that weren't voting for him to get him out of there so that he couldn't die in that primary. But hey, let him go. He's like Kevin McCarthy now, right? He's in the wind. There's nothing Robin Voss can do about, you know, overriding Evers' vetoes, and I'm so glad that he did, because I would have just, like, you know, I'd have probably lost another 5 pounds. We don't need that right now. But I mentioned last week, you know, they shouldn't be doing these fireworks, you know, with this hot weather that we've had, and as dry as it is. I said, there's going to be fires. Now, what did the Madison Fire Department say? That they had at least, like, 7 fires directly related to fireworks use. And then they had a few more fires that they weren't sure, right? A lot of stuff going on in Madison. Let's see, there was nearly 20 overdoses the last 2 months, 4 deaths. Don't legalize marijuana, because alcohol and hardcore drugs, you know, they don't kill people. And freedom in Wisconsin. Now they're going to have the bars open till, 4 a.m.? Thanks, Tony, for cutting that money that Voss and the Republicans wanted for their little convention. What was it, $8 million down to $1 million? Have a cake sale. Have a bake sale, man. Do a fundraiser, Robin. Come on, you guys can pay for that party. Down with booze, man. Down with Voss. Too about, you know, trying to get my mother's home. Though you may not drive, and it echoes in her house too, because it's empty. But I, you know, I'm starting to settle with the realization that it might not happen. And the downside to that is, well, of course, you'd have to move and leave the house that my mom and dad last lived in. But you know what? I think there's a reason why people that are, you know, the surviving descendants in a home like that, I don't think 4 to 6 months is too much time to let them adjust. You know what I mean? And that's what the law really kind of legally had me set up for. So I'm taking advantage of it. But boy, I'll tell you what, it's made some people upset. And I don't really care anymore. It's getting better. And then it's getting worse too. But there's a reason to get up and do something every day, right? And I'm getting my energy back. I'll figure out what's wrong with me, and then when I get back to the Capitol, I'm going to be stopping in to say hi to Robin Voss. Maybe bring him some of my popcorn. Hey, let's go to Mary in Wauwatosa.
Hey, Pizza Box. Yeah, you just keep doing what you're doing. We really need it. There's something in my genes that keeps me on the positive, always looking for a bright light in these sometimes dismal times. So there's something that I'd like to bring to listeners' attention in case they're not aware. When I opened up my computer today and I saw Microsoft Bing AI, you know, and it gave the ability to put a question out there. So my question to them was, and this has to do with a national organization called Braver Angels, and my question was, will Braver Angels succeed in bridging the political division, ending divisive partisanship? And this is what A1 answered. Braver Angels is a nonprofit organization that aims to bring people together with different political views and help them find common ground. According to the American Psychological Association, Braver Angels has conducted workshops that have helped participants feel less angry and estranged toward those on the other side. About 80% of participants felt that they were more able to start constructive conversations with them after the workshops. And then it said, however, it is difficult to say whether Braver Angels will succeed in bridging the gap and ending divisive partisanship. It is a long-term process that requires the cooperation of many people and organizations. So if people were to Google Braver Angels, again, it's kind of a long-standing national organization with chapters in many, many states. There are a couple of women here in Wisconsin who are involved in this, and I'm not sure if we have a chapter here, but a person can can go on to, you know, Braver Angels and participate in Zoom meets, and it's really, really a good organization. Again, gives me some hope that there are actually people out there that want to improve things.
And that is
astounding. Have you heard of Braver Angels?
No, but what I have heard is a bunch of losers in our Congress do anything but that, right? And I mean, that's what the problem is in our country right now. The voters would be able to work things out if we started talking about all the things that, you know, affect a neighbor right next to you, the same as you. You can really find common ground in a hurry, right? But when you're talking about this nonsense, you know, culture issues, you know, anti-this and that, unless you're this, you know, male white Christian domineering force. I mean, come on, you guys, you're kind of funny, actually, in a way, and embarrassing at the same time. But I'm finding that true, Mary. I mean, I was invited to a 4th of July party by, you know, a friend that I've made who was a Trump supporter. But when, you know, we found common ground in that we both wanted to vote for Bernie, right? And that's because on the issues, there was no doubt who had the best platform and who would have been the greatest leader that we've had in our lifetime.
Yeah. Now, I participated in a Zoom for Braver Angels, and the subject of the meet was, where do you get your media? You know, so there were, you know, probably about 20 people on the Zoom, and a lot of them from Washington State, and, you know, it's really a learning situation. And then another suggestion for a future meet is for, if you're a liberal, you bring to the meet something positive you've heard from the other side and vice versa. And, you know, I can't say enough good about this organization. I'd encourage people to really take a look at it. And if they're sincerely interested in improvement, you know, this is a direction to go in.
Well, that's the only chance we have, Mary, is us. It's us against them. And I think a lot of people understand what I'm talking about. When you look at what's going on with people that have, you know, millions and billions of dollars, and how it takes years and years and years to bring them to justice, if in fact it ever happens, by just pulling it out in the courts and appealing this and appealing it, none of us would be able to do that, nor should we have that, but they certainly shouldn't as our leaders.
Yeah, keep on your good work. Thank you.
Hey, thanks, Mary. And speaking of good work, Mary's always, you know, calling in and giving out some positive information about how we can make a difference, right? And you're right. You know, sometimes you just don't feel, you know what, Mary, this show made me feel a lot better today than I've been feeling all day. It's been, you know, it's discouraging watching the world the way it is. And on 4th of July, did you see the gun violence? My God, you know? And I'm sitting there thinking, why would you guys be having these parties, at, you know, at midnight and stuff? You know, that started a community party that's, I don't know, man. I don't go anywhere where, not because I'm really afraid, but it's like, it apparently seems like those aren't the places to go. Like my backyard is even better, right? Sitting there watching nature. The hummingbirds are back. Okay, they finally gave, I changed it, put in some fresh nectar in there for them. But when you go to the national news watching these, you know, Trump and DeSantis and the Republican Party, it's it's amazing. Mr. and Mrs. DeSantis. Oh, she did you see the commercial she did to humanize her husband about talking about, oh, when I had cancer, Ron did this and the kids and all that. And everybody's going, I'm watching CNN and everybody giving her, oh, wow, did you see how natural she was? That wasn't even scripted. I'm like, scripted? She's a TV anchor, man. She's an actress. Sure, I could do a commercial like that too. Trust me. I'd sit there, wow, what my mom did for me, you know. But come on, that's ridiculous. What is he doing for healthcare for people in his state? Oh, did you see that malaria's there? Well, you wouldn't want to blame that on DeSantis, right? Because he only had, remember the clown from COVID? The dude that said that, oh, yeah, the vaccine, you know, you don't need it and it doesn't spread that way. And, oh, he was definitely wrong and people died because of it, right? And people have quit in his health department, right? The head of epidemiology, who would be in charge?
They raided that woman's house.
Jesus Christ. Because the people he appointed were a bunch of cronies, right? So cronies and nepotism in the highest offices in our country. It is like watching one of these foreign nations that don't have democracy. It's getting awful. And watch DeSantis saying, well, a Mexican president doesn't like me, so that means I'm, you know, you should vote for me because my policies piss him off. Oh, I don't think that's going to do it, Ron. I think that your time is going to be short. And again, the reason why all these guys are jumping in is because, you know, Trump wants to be gone. Trump wants to be gone. Hey, we're going to go to Sam. He's got something to tell us about the Biden's press conference. Oh, was that the one where did he call Marjorie Taylor three-toed? Did I hear him say that?
I heard some of it. It was kind of scratchy because I was using my shortwave radio and I was listening to it out of Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
But I went, while I was listening to it, I scanned through all the TV channels. Nothing.
Hmm.
Nobody carried it.
No CNN? No. Oh, the Bidenomics thing isn't working for him or what?
The Bidenomics thing is he's been hushed. They won't. He just got no coverage on any of the stations. But no, the former president, if he.
You still with us, Sam?
Uh-oh, we lost him.
Hey, man's got a point, though. We didn't cover it. I often break into programming with live coverage of a Biden press conference, and we didn't do that today either.
I'll put him on hold. Maybe try him again here in a second.
Sure. Yeah. Also, call back, Sam, if you can still hear us. Your line dropped out.
Yeah, kind of like my phone does. He'll call back, but. Well, of course not. You know, remember when Bernie was running, he couldn't get any coverage, and the only coverage he got was the, he's a funny guy. Because what he said would have taken the money right out of the pockets of the billionaires where it didn't belong in the first place. That was our money they took from us. You'd have to be as old as me to understand when I picked up a dime today, I looked at that dime and I'm like, you know what that was back when I was a kid? That's actually worth picking up, man. That's two packs of sunflower seeds, two packs of now and laters, whatever. A dime used to go a long way. It doesn't do nothing now. But at least, again, eggs went down lower than the minimum wage. And the minimum wage didn't go up at all. Yeah, I support 15. Let's do the 12 thing. Let's start at 10. I will say that they're pointing out that these big corporations are competing for employees now. One goes to $15, one goes to $16. One goes to $16, the next one goes to $17. Now that's the way to play this game, people. Just keep, you know, don't go to work for these clowns if they don't want to pay you, right? But I'll tell you what, Quick Trip is a monopoly. You can't hardly go anywhere. And now they're hitting other states. And we have to put pressure on people like this, not only about their employees, but about the people they support in Congress, right? Derek Van Orden, getting money from people. I bet that's Sam. Or are we going to break? We'll pick you up on the other side there. It's starting to work, man. People are starting to get sick of this. They want freedom back in America. They don't want to see people losing their choice? You mean I don't have a choice anymore? I mean, these people are choosing this for me? It's not what we voted for, man. It's not what we talked about. And again, it goes to, like, how do you talk to your neighbor if they're angry and you're angry? And you start talking about, well, what do you think about healthcare, man? You think we all should have that without having to pay like $1,000 a month or more? Betcha they say, well, yeah, man. Well, what about, you know, what do you think the minimum wage should be? Well, it depends, you know, if you're flipping burgers. Well, hey, what if flipping burgers goes to 20, 25 bucks an hour and your job goes to 40 bucks an hour? That's how it works up. It's called trickle-up economics. Something we've never really tried. FDR style, right? Yeah. We'll be back. Last segment. hugest Biden fan in the world. Everybody knows that. But Bidenomics is what's got him now, because remember, Harry says it's the economy, stupid. And oh, they're saying that the economy has cooled. It's leveling off. They're still going to raise the rates on that interest rates on that house I want to get. Bastards. I might have a better chance if it was around 5.6 or something. But 7.75? I think we got Sam back. Are you there?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah,
pull over. Pull over and park and let it rip.
I'm at home.
Oh, okay.
But anyway, I just got a goofy phone. But anyway, what I was saying was they didn't have his press conference on any of the news channels, ABC, NBC, CBS, none of it. Even PBS, for crying out loud. I just happened to be listening to my shortwave radio, and they had it on, can I say the name of the station?
You ain't going to burn me, man.
Progressive. Okay. It's CPT, WCTP, I believe it is, out of Chicago. And he was talking, he sounded like Bernie Sanders.
Well, you know, if you get a huge enough backing, Sam, you can actually walk it and not just talk it. But he's got momentum, and the nation should be behind moving forward, not backwards. I mean, come on, people. Forget about being a Republican or a Democrat. Just be like, you know, hey, a human for a while.
Exactly. But he's got no voice. Nobody wants to tune in.
Yeah,
the big conglomerate media outlets won't let him have a voice.
Well, no, because this money comes out of it comes out of these corporate billionaires, man.
The previous president, he couldn't fart without making national news.
Well, I'm going to tell you, they talked about Trump today. You know, talked about the poll numbers about.
They always talk about him.
Exactly. I'm like looking at it and I'm going, okay, you guys are saying that how many of you think he's guilty? And I'm like, how could anybody not know that he's guilty? It was broadcast live. You've got audio, you've got video, you've got witnesses. And the length of time this has taken, it's disgusting.
Well, they're still looking for Hunter's laptop.
It might have been his little baggie that they found at the White House, huh? I was waiting for some Republican
yeah,
to say, CJ to call in and say, it was probably Hunter Biden's. He's probably nowhere near the White House right now. But either way, you know, somebody dropped their baggie. Don't you hate when that happens?
well, I don't want to go and put my youthful indiscretion.
Well,
keep it up, Mike.
Yep.
I appreciate your show. I've been a longtime listener and first-time caller.
Oh, dude, you just made my day.
A breath of fresh air out here in red country Waukesha. I mean,
hey, you know, they actually, you know, but Waukesha is the third bluest county in the state. So, and people had to alert me to that. Well, sure it would. You know, and this gerrymandering stuff, we could take that, man, if we can get into the Supreme Court sessions down the road here. I'm hoping that. And I appreciate you calling, Sam. Feel free to call again.
All right.
Thanks a lot, man. Yep. And he did call again. What am I talking about? But when you lose a call and when you don't have the phones lit up like, you know, there almost always are here at the studio, right? And I know that coming up Fridays, if people are hearing us now, there's going to be, you know, once high school starts, a lot of you probably won't be hearing this show. You'll be hearing local football. And that's cool with that because you do have the Civic Media app that you can download. And just like, you know, I think it was Joanne that suggested just turn down the volume on one and, you know, watch one and listen to the other. And just really feed your minds at a time when we need it. But yeah, I'm looking at these polls and I'm like, who the hell doesn't think he's guilty by his own admittance several times? And then, well, what if it would be, you know, what if he's guilty? Well, some said they'd support him even more. But for the most part, people want to know before the elections start. That's what we do know, that the majority of people, no matter what how they vote. Independents, Democrats, even Republicans were like 44% of them wanted to know before they go to vote. You know, some people you just got to smack them in the head, you know, and say, yes, this stuff that you've been seeing and hearing and reading about is true. Trump's a crook. I mean, come on. Everybody's always talking about how everybody in Washington's a crook. You get the biggest one you've ever seen, and you still defend that guy. It's kind of frustrating. I do think that Trump is going to do everything he can. By the way, all of you that are supporting his re-election campaign, he's siphoning off money from his PAC to pay for all the legal fees, including that poor clown he's going to take down with him that was like his bodyguard, right? I mean, we've already heard what some of these Trump lawyers offered witnesses to forget. You know, you want to forget all this stuff. You probably don't want to remember this. You probably don't want to look at the calendar and remember what happened on what day. It's like some of these lawyers are like, okay, I'm done. After they've thrown their careers away defending Trump and the Republican Party and the fascists that lie that within that party. It's awful. I see Joe Manchin's going to be going up against another coal dude from West Virginia. Oh, I forget his name in the Congress, but he's picking on Joe Manchin, who I can't stand, and CJ loves, right, for a reason. He's a Republican. Thank God for Joe Manchin, right, who's several times been late on paying taxes. Mind you, they were like in the hundreds of dollars kind of thing. And then you turn around and see the fines this other guy's had for violating environmental laws, millions of dollars. West Virginia, you're in trouble. You need somebody to split in there and run as an independent or something. Help save the country? Jeez, it's getting late in the game. Climate change just kicked our ass the last month. All across the planet. And I've been telling everybody to plant at least a couple trees. Well, I've got some volunteer ones that the squirrels planted. I'm going to find some places to plant a couple trees where they're going to grow long after I'm gone. Speaking of long after I'm gone, it's almost over. Mad Radio, 92.7 FM, 1580 AM, right here at Solidarity Realty Studio, part of the Civic Media Network. Download the app. Outside the Pizza Box will be back next week. Oh, don't forget Jeff's Guitar Clinic. Yeah, in Stoughton, Wisconsin, jeffsguitar.com. Godzilla! Godzilla.